This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. All week long on KALW, we've been playing you this sound.
That one is really shaking. See how the top on the far left?
Oh, yeah.
We asked you what you think it is and where in the Bay Area it's from. KALW's Holly J. McDeed brings us the answer.
Every week, people call us with their guesses to the audiograph game, and they make suggestions, sounds they think are really, really recognizable, like these.
There's an enormous Aeolian harp, which is a wind harp, but it makes sound when the wind blows.
My name is Frida Keeler. A good idea would be the wind sculpture in South San Francisco.
I'd never heard of any famous wind harps in the area, giant or Aeolian, but I was curious. Step one was to find the wind harp, so I gave Frida Keeler a call, mainly because she actually left her phone number, and she agreed to meet me on Grandview Drive in South San Francisco. But it was harder than I thought. While searching for the 92-foot-tall wind harp, I quickly found myself surrounded by Genentech, a biotechnology corporation. The security guard ran after me to see what I was doing on private property.
So I saw you riding your bike, and then I saw he had a big yellow shirt on. He was kind of chubby, and he was like huffing up the mountain after you.
This wind harp was built in 1967 and is one of the world's largest Aeolian harps. It was named for Aeolus, the Greek god of winds. Makes sense. All Aeolian harps are named for Aeolus. Wind harps are essentially wooden boxes with strings played by the wind. And this one was no different, just bigger. Keeler and I walked around.
It looks a little bit like the Golden Gate Bridge, and it's made of steel I-beams that are kind of rusted. It's kind of like when you blow on the top of a bottle. It has that sort of hollow sound, but it's much bigger. I think it's kind of spooky. I like it. You can hear it for miles when it's real windy, though.
Mm-hmm. Keeler likes to walk her dog at the wind harp, and she likes the wind harp. She tells me she even wrote a college paper on it.
I compared the wind harp to Genentech because the wind harp is made of steel, which is a natural product, I guess, we mine out of the earth, you know, and it was made by an artist, and it uses the wind to make art, so it seems really natural to me, and Genentech is kind of the opposite, so I compared them.
We kept looking at it, and after a while, we walked away. I got on my bike, and before long, the sound of the mysterious harp had vanished into traffic.